Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi there. I'm Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. And today I have a recipe that somebody shared with me just off the top of their head, so I guess they have a good memory. At my workplace, I may have told you that when I'm not making podcasts, I work in a store that sells spices. And people come in every day with stories about what they do in their house, how they use their spices. And a woman opened up to me yesterday and just told me why she was buying a bunch of fresh nutmeg. Those are whole nutmegs that you can't use unless you grate them. She didn't give me a name for it, but she just quoted the recipe to me and I wrote it down, and we're going to make it today because it sounds really good to me. It also sounds like something that I don't really want in large quantities in my home, so I'm only going to make half of the recipe. What you will see on the website, which is thecookalongpodcast.com, is the amounts for the recipe that she quoted to me. I'm only going to make half of that. Partly because I don't want so many, and partly because I think it'll be an interesting way to share some stuff with you about what I am doing these days. My youngest son moved out of my house on Christmas Day. Well, not Christmas Day exactly. I mean, he spent Christmas Day here, had breakfast, had dinner. We did, you know, all the Christmas Day stuff. And then in the evening, he packed up his stuff and moved out because he's moving in with some friends. And so now I'm an empty nester and I'm trying to figure out how to cook less of everything. So I've gotten in the habit, or I'm trying to get in the habit rather, of cutting all recipes in half. So that's desserts, casseroles, slow cooker stuff. I just don't need that much. There are two of us in the house and we do want leftovers for lunch the next day, and that's about it. So this is going to be a half a recipe, but I'm going to give you the amounts now for the full recipe, and then we'll talk through how to cut it in half. What you need for this recipe, which I'm calling sugar and spice almonds, is 3 cups of raw almonds, not roasted, not dry roasted, not salted. Plain old ordinary almonds that you can buy in bulk. You need 1 egg. You need 1/3 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of allspice, and 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, a little more or a little less to taste. And I am not going to use whole nutmegs because I don't want to work that hard. I have some, but I don't feel like grating them, and I don't want my nutmeg to be that strong of a flavor. If you have whole nutmeg and you feel inclined to grate it, go ahead and do that. And again, also just know that if you really like nutmeg, you can adjust that 1/4 teaspoon up or down to your taste. The lady who gave me this recipe says that everybody asks her for it. They don't ask her for the recipe, actually. They just ask her to bring them the nuts. So we're going to find out why. And then we can use it for like hostess gifts, or it's not holiday time, but this probably gets considered as a holiday item. Anyway, all right, so your do-aheads are these. You need to get a baking sheet. A rimmed baking sheet is going to be easiest so things don't fall off the edge. And line it with parchment paper. So I'm going to do that right now. It's going to be loud. Hold on. There we go. and put that on the pan, and then we're going to spray that. I know that seems like overkill, but I think overkill considering we're, you know, essentially cooking sugar, which is very sticky. I'm going to spray it. And then you want to preheat your oven to just 275. Let's see, 270. Oh, so I'm using my toaster oven because, like I said, I'm only making half a batch. And this is interesting to me because I can't actually go to 275. My toaster oven will do 270, it'll do 280. So I'm going to do 270. Okay, so I know you couldn't hear this because I stopped my machine both times, but the sun I just told you had moved out on Christmas Day has now been into the house twice in the middle of my creating this podcast. So he's, I think, finally pulling away, and we're going to go back to this. You know, they move out, but they don't really move out. Well, yeah, they do after a while, but not so quickly. Okay, like I said, I'm cutting this recipe in half. So instead of the 3 cups of almonds, I am using 1.5 cups. And with that, I'm going to take 1/2 egg and mix them up together. Now, yes, how do you use 1/2 egg? Well, fortunately, this egg has to be beaten anyway. So you crack it into a bowl. I'm going to just use a fork and beat it up a little bit until it's like, you know, amalgamated. And so it's not just like one big piece of white. I need the white to mix in a little bit. So now I have, there we go. So now I have 1 beaten egg in a small bowl. And I'm just gonna pour off into my compost bin what looks like about 1/2 of it. There we go. Now I have 1/2 egg, or about 1/2 egg, close enough. And this gets mixed into the almonds. Weird, right? But this will serve as a binder for the spices. And it's not butter, so it's not loaded with fat, and it's not greasy. It just creates a little stickiness without... Okay, it's a little gross looking. In fact, it's... Okay, it's really quite gross looking. Ay, ay, ay. It's going to be okay. I know it is. I'm going to be okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I got a little more than 1/2 egg here. I may pick this up with a slotted spoon so that the worst of the stuff goes to the bottom. Because I think probably they just have to be, you know, wet. They just have to have a wet surface. Okay, now in a separate bowl. It doesn't have to be very big. Well, it does if you're doing the whole batch. You're gonna put the sugar. And here again, if you're doing the whole recipe, you want 1/3 cup. But I'm only use 1/2 of that. And I don't have anything that calls itself 1/6 cup measuring cup. So I'm using my 1/3 cup and filling it what looks to about halfway. I figure since this recipe really doesn't involve chemistry where one thing needs to rise or turn into something else by combining with a second ingredient, that it doesn't have to be completely exactly correct. I think that looks like about 1/2 of that measuring cup. That's going in the new bowl. And then for the full recipe, you want 1/2 teaspoon of salt. I'm obviously using 1/4. I use the salt from the top of my stove when I cook. I know that's probably goofy, but rather than get out my salt container, I just unscrew the lid of the one I keep on the top of my stove. Probably I'm not alone in that, but I'm sure something that most cooks won't talk about. All right, and then for the full recipe, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon. I'm using 1. Oh, and I better preheat my toaster oven. There we go. Again, this goes in with the sugar, so with the dry ingredients. 1 teaspoon of allspice, or if you're following my lead, 1/2 teaspoon of allspice. Allspice is actually its own spice, in case you were wondering. I grew up just sort of assuming from the name that it was some blend of things that somebody had mixed up for you to use, but no, it's its own kind of berry. All right, and then the nutmeg. If you're using the full recipe, you want a quarter of a teaspoon. So I'm getting out my little eighth teaspoon here. And I'm going to stir that up in the all the dry things, kind of mix them together. I'm just guessing on the nutmeg. She just said put it in as much as you like. Put it in to taste, and she said use the fresh. So I just kind of went, oh, that's probably about a quarter of a teaspoon. Who knows, really? Okay, and then I'm going to put the almonds into the sugar so I can leave some of this egg at the bottom because I think there's more here than I really need. So I'm using a fork. There, now my toaster oven's hot. Using a fork to scoop the almonds out of the egg mixture. They're thoroughly coated, but I'm scooping them out now, leaving a little bit of the egg liquid behind, putting them into the bowl with the sugar. It's taking longer than it should because I don't want that stringy part. You know the stringy part of the egg? I don't want that attached to an almond. It's probably silly, but it just, there it is again. Yeah, I don't want that on one of my almonds. Okay. In they go. I think it went in there anyway. Now I'm going to stir those up. I have a feeling these are going to be somewhat addictive. Certainly the implication when she told me about it was that that was the case. And, you know, what's not to like here? We got cinnamon, we got sugar, we got... Those two things alone are enough, probably, for me. With the rest being just an added benefit. Okay, did I get it all up? Yeah, all right. So now all the dry stuff is off the bottom and onto the nuts. And I'm going to pour them, put them onto your greased parchment paper, and spread them out so they're a single layer. As much as possible. It's okay for them to touch each other. You just don't want them piled up because then they're not going to roast evenly. And we're going to roast these at a very low temperature. Like I said, 275, and they're going to sit in there for an hour. And then at that point, either they will be done or there's one more step we want to take. And I'll tell you about that when we get there. So put them in your 275 oven, set your timer for an hour. Come back to me when the timer goes off. Okay, my timer is just about to go off, and I'll tell you right now what we're looking for. When it comes out of the oven, we want to flip over a couple of the nuts. If they're all toasted and firm, we don't need to do anything else. If they're a little sticky, we have to put them back in, but we have to sort of stir them up a little bit first. Ah, there it goes. Okay, so now I'm taking it out. We're going to just look at these. They actually look a little goopy on top as well. I'm going to get a spatula here. Just see what we got. Oh, yeah. No, they're really not. Okay. So the bottom might be a little chewier than I really want them. So I'm going to scoop them up with the spatula and kind of try to flip them over a little bit so that the bottom is on the top. Because, yes, that's what flipping them over means. Okay. All right, now I'm going to just spread them out on the paper again. Some of them are stuck together. I think that's okay. We can break them up later. But right now I'm just putting the bottom on the top. They don't have to be quite so single layer perfect as they were before. And I'm going to put these back in. Boy, they really don't need a lot. I'm only going to put them in for about 5 minutes. You, I think, could put them in for as much as 10 more minutes. We don't want to burn them. And then we're done, really. You're going to take them out, let them cool, break them up, put them in a bowl or an airtight jar. They should be cool before you do that, or they're going to create steam and get soggy. You don't want them soggy. And you're done. Then you can take them to people's houses to share, put them with a really nice dessert cheese, which doesn't mean that cheese is sweet. It just means there are some cheeses that are nice for dessert. A triple cream or maybe a really nice creamy English cheddar or a nice creamy blue cheese. These, with any of those, would be lovely. Or just pack them into jars and take them to your friends' houses when you go visiting for dinner or whatever. It makes a nice gift because people can eat them right away or put them on the table for the meal. Anyway, that's today's recipe. You can find all the ingredients on the website, which again is thecookalongpodcast.com. If you like what I'm doing here and you want to hear more podcasts, I would love to have you support me on Patreon. You'll find a link on the website at the bottom of the page. There'll be a little P, and if you click on that, it'll take you to my Patreon page. Please poke around the website. I have a lot of desserts on there. I also have some other appetizer, snack kind of things that are a little bit unusual and quite yummy. So have fun exploring the website. And until next time, happy cooking!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.